Why the people at that time believe in Jesus? And why do we believe in Jesus at this time? Yes?
Because he worked many great miracles.
Because he worked great miracles. What else? Yes? Because he is our God. However, in the gospel, people complain and say that they don't believe in him, or they didn't believe in him because he was not God. Why do we believe in Jesus Christ? Easy question. Why do you believe in Mrs. Rhonda? Yes. Because she's helpful and do a lot of things. Why do you believe in Mr. Halverson? Yes. Because he's his teacher and he helps. What else? Because he teaches other students. So why do we, if we follow the gospel, why the people didn't believe in Jesus Christ at that time? What the gospel said?
When Jesus died, they were judging him because he was doing good stuff.
Yes. Jesus, when he died, he was judging him because he was doing good stuff. But those that good stuff in the gospel today is talking about truth. They believe in Jesus Christ because he told the truth. And that's for that reason many people follow him. Even though he called himself the Son of God. If I ask you if that is true, you will say yes, because that's what we believe. Now, if I tell you that we, all of us, easy one. If I say that Mrs. Cherie, if I say that she is God, what do you say? Do you believe it?
No.
Why not? Because she's a teacher. Good. Good answer. If I said to you, do you believe that she's a teacher, you will say yes. However, in the gospel also, Jesus told us that all of us were God. Am I right? Am I wrong? And why we are all God? Yes. Because we heard the word of God and we embrace it. What else? Because God lives inside of us. Because each one of us has reflected God. We are created in his image. Now, if we go by the street and I say, oh, I'm God, yeah, people will probably won't believe it. Why people won't believe it? Because probably what they will pay attention to if I do good work or not. And also, if I tell the truth or not. See that? That's why Jesus told us always, even though he was telling the truth and he got in trouble. Why? Because they arrest him. They were trying to look for a way to arrest him, and we're going to be seeing him coming to his passion and coming to his death, and he coming to his resurrection. He was doing everything for the truth. He couldn't. He was able to escape, like in every time in the gospel said. They were trying to stone him, but he escaped. But he didn't escape by telling a lie. He escaped by telling the truth. And to allow us to reflect and to make the differences between the truth and a lie and how our life is going to be if we tell a lie or if we defend the truth. And then we're going to see that after Easter and Easter Sunday, that everything that he said to his disciple was, is, and will be the truth. So the gospel also, Jesus also, and God have taught us that overall, we have to tell the truth. Even though we're going to be punished, even though we're going to be grounded, because if we tell the lie and we escape by telling a lie, at the end we're going to be facing a wall and we're going to be escaping because all of the lies will be revealed because we cannot hide the sun with a thumb. Everything that Jesus said, even if he escaped by telling the truth, became the truth. Even the people couldn't believe it. However, it's still 2,000 years later that even though all of us, we are Catholic, believe in Jesus, and many other denominations believe in Jesus because he always told the truth, and the truth will make us free.